们都知道啊，人人都需要救恩。
And we know that everyone needs salvation.
啊，因为在生活当中啊，充满着很多的错误、痛苦。
So in our daily life, we face with much difficulty and sorrows.
啊，在错误当中，人就没有那个终极的盼望。
And in the midst of error, we do not have a hope.
啊，而且将来人人都要面对着最后的审判。
And in the end, everyone will face the final judgment.
哦，所以每一个人都需要救恩。
Therefore, every one of us required need this salvation.
所以救恩需要被被传扬。
Therefore, the gospel of salvation has to be propagated.
啊，我们每一个人都需要来传扬福音。
Every one of us is commissioned to preach this gospel.
啊，因为这是神给我们每一个人的使命。
Because this is a commission given to us by Christ.
啊，就好像保罗他。很清楚的认定传福音是神给他的使命。
Just like Paul, who has reckoned that the great commission that's given to him is to preach the gospel.
传福音也是神给我们的一个很重要的事业。
So preaching the gospel is also a career given to us by God.
每一个人都有工作，每一个人都有他的事业。
So every one of us holds a job and every one of us has a career.
作为一个基督徒，神也给我们传福音这一项的事业。
So as a Christian, we were given this career of preaching the gospel.
很多的工作到某一个程度你就必须要退休。
So in whatever position that we hold up to a certain point in time, we will have to retire from that position.
可能是你想要退休了，可能你是人家逼你一定要退休。
You may take the stance that you want to retire early, or someone may force you to retire early.
这个传福音可以是我们一辈子的一个事业。
However, preaching the gospel is a lifelong career.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第二节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
Verse 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching.
为什么人必须要从他的事业、他的职业上来退休？
Why is it that a person will retire from his career?
很多的因素必须要退休。
There are many factors that cause a person to retire.
但是传福音呢，这里说保罗说，无论得时不得时，都要做。
However, here Paul encouraged us to preach the gospel, be ready in season and out of season.
所以我想，只有传福音这个事业是可以做一辈子的。
So it is only the work of preaching the gospel or evangelize is a lifelong career.
常常他也没有太多所谓的限制。
And usually there is not much restriction.
很小的小孩他就可以开始邀请他的朋友一起到教会来。
A small kid can ask his companion or his friend to come to church with him.
一个年纪很大的人他也一样可以邀请周遭的人到教会来。
And someone who is elderly can also ask people around him to come to church with him.
我们也常常听过一些很感动人的见证。
And more than often we heard of all this testimony, they are very touching.
有些弟兄姐妹自己都已经很病重，已经住院了，他在医院里头有机会，他也可以向人传福音。
And some of us brothers and sisters who are suffering severely from their sicknesses, but in the hospital they actually ask people to come to church.
无论如何。任何的时候都可以在传福音这件事情上面是有份的。
So whether it is in season or out seasons, we can be part of this evangelism.
有很多的长辈他们体力已经非常的差了，但是他们说我都在为你们祷告。
So there are some elderly who are not good in health, however they continue to intercede for us.
真的传福音这是我们可以做一辈子的事业。
Therefore, evangelism is a lifelong career.
世界上哪里找这么 可以做一辈子的事业。
So in this world, there is no other career that you can that is a lifelong.
啊，那有些工作是我们自己一直想要赶快退休。
So there are some career that which we hope to retire early.
啊，你觉得啊，非常的厌倦啊，你觉得不再有那股冲劲，想要继续做。
Because we may become tired of the job that we have been holding for so many years.
但是传福音的工作总是会带给我们很多的惊喜，带给我们很多的啊这种喜乐满足。
But in the work in this career of evangelism, it brings us much joy and also much satisfaction.
所以我们都一起来把传福音当作我们一辈子的事业。
So we should reckon that evangelism should be our lifelong career.
所以我们在祷告当中常常求天父真神让我们能够传讲他的信息，好像先知传讲他的信息一样。
So we pray to the Lord so that when we evangelize, we can evangelize like those of a prophet.
他们常常说这是主说的。
So a lot of time the prophet will begin by saying, "These are the words of the Almighty."
他们会说这是万军之主说的。
And they will say that these are the words of the Lord Almighty.
这也是我们所需要的。带着权柄的信息。
So when we preach, we want to preach with authority.
主耶稣说，这些门徒就是他的见证。
And the Lord Jesus Christ says that the disciples are his testimony.
让我们也都能够像这些使徒一样，成为主耶稣的见证。
We hope that we can be like this apostle to be a testimony for on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ.
请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
第六节，我栽种了亚波罗，浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
Verse 6, I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
求神帮助我们，让我们懂得怎样来浇，怎样来撒种，怎样栽种，怎样浇灌。
So we ask the Lord to help us, to teach us how to plant and how to water.
让我们都能够像保罗那样子 来栽种。
So that we can be like Paul to cultivate, to plant out the seeds.
让我们都能够像亚波罗那样来浇灌。
So that we can learn from Apollos to know how to water.
这个先道牧养，这是一体的两面。
So evangelism and pastoral is actually, they are actually one.
那有先道一定要也有这个牧养来配合。
So evangelism go hand in hand with pastoral.
好，所以这两方面我们也都需要求神来带领来帮助。
Therefore we need to ask the guidance and the help from the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这本身它就是一体的两面，所以我们求神能够是给我们恩赐，让我们这两方面都能够做。
Because we know that evangelism and pastoral goes hand in hand, therefore we have to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to give us this talent to accomplish these two works.
我们再请看哥林多前书九章二十二节。
So let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22.
哥林多前书九章二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22.
二十二节，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人；像怎样的人，我就做怎样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
To the weak, I become as weak that I might win the weak, and I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some.
这里最后一句话，无论如何，总要救一些人。
So, Paul ended up with saying that I by all means to save some.
在人生的道路上面，我们会有各种不同的遭遇。
So in our life here on earth, we meet with different encounters.
有时候神把我们安排在不同的环境里头。
So sometimes we were arranged by God to experience certain circumstances.
有时候我们会想，为什么这样子？
And we may ponder over it, why is it that these things happen to us?
神啊，我所要的就是很安定的生活。
And we may want a very peaceful life.
那你怎么给我这样子的一个变化？
And we question God, why is it that we were given such a drastic life?
神啊，这并不是我想要遇到的事情。
So we lament to God saying that this is not what we want.
啊，有时候我们这样子的问，不一定神会给我们答案。
So even though we may question God, but God may not give us an answer.
啊，就好像约伯，他也很想要知道为什么他有这些遭遇。
It's the same for Job. He did not know why he was given all this trials and tribulation.
啊，但是神也没有告诉他。
And God did not give him an answer.
啊，但是他必须来经过那一趟。
But Job has to undergo this trials and tribulation.
好，所以不用常常是不用去问、去质疑神的安排、神的主权。
So a lot of time we do not have to question the authority of God.
啊，应该更最好的是问神说：“神啊，你要我做什么
？”It would be better if we were to ask God, "What can I do for you?"
啊，神给我们的回答之一就在这里。无论如何，总要救些人。
So the answer to the question would be, by all means, save some.
在这个环境里头，或许有神的羊。
So in a certain and we are given in we are placed in a certain circumstances, and there may have the sheep of God.
在这个遭遇里头，你好像什么都不能做，但是一定还有一个可以做，为主耶稣来做见证，来宣道。
And sometimes it seems that we may not be able to do anything. However, there's one thing that we can still do. That is to evangelize.
哦，这是我们人生的目标之一。无论如何，总要救一些人。
So this should be the goal of our life. That is, by all means, save some.
哦，所以为了要救一些人，那我们也要好好的来栽培自己。
So if we want to save some soul, we have to cultivate ourselves.
啊，我们。求神帮助我们，让我们能够一直有那个爱人的灵魂的心。
So we ask God to continue to help us to give us a heart that loves the souls of men.
啊，我们在这里，这也是我们的目的之一。
So when we come here to this workshop, it is also one of the goal.
哦，我们一起来分享启发。我们这个爱人的灵魂的心。
So we come here to share as well as to stimulate each other in terms of our love to the souls of men.
我们请看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章第二节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 2.
我们从第一节念起。
So let's read from verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我的良心被圣灵感动，给我就做见证。
So I tell the truth in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
第二节，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
That I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart.
为我第三节，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅，以基督分离，我也愿意。
Verse 3, for I wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh.
哦，从某一个层面来看。保罗是一个非常喜乐的人。
So from a certain aspect, from certain perspective, you can see that Paul is a person who is very joyful.
虽然他生活的环境并不是那么的快乐。
Even though the situation that he is in is not a good one.
啊，但是他说我是喜乐的，所以他也勉励弟兄姐妹要喜乐。
But because he has joy in his heart, he encouraged his brethren to be joyful.
哦，所以他的人生是喜乐的人生。
Therefore, he led a joyful life.
啊，如果说有忧愁的话，他为什么忧愁
？If he has great sorrow, what would that be?
啊，是为了人的灵魂，他来忧愁。
But he has sorrow for the people, for the souls of the people.
啊，他因为有这样的热忱，所以危险的地方他也去了。
Because he has such kind of zeal, therefore, wherever there are people who want to be safe, he'll be there.
哦，那就是为什么他明明知道耶路撒冷有捆绑，他还往耶路撒冷去。
And even though he knows that on the journey to Jerusalem, he'll be bound. However, he continued. He set his heart to go to Jerusalem to preach.
好像救火的人员明明看到房子在烧火。他冲进去了。
Just like a fireman, even though the house is burning, the fireman will rush into the house to save soul.
因为啊，那保罗他有爱人灵魂的这种热心。
As for Paul, he has this heart of loving the souls of men, which is why he will pursue in this work of evangelism.
有这种热心，我们愿意花时间、花力量、花精神。
If we have this kind of zeal, then we will spend our time, effort, and money to work.
好，我想在这几啊，在我们的分享里头，我们都发现了一个很重要的因素——时间。
So in our sharing, we know that one of the things that we share is we have to make use of our time.
需要有爱人灵魂的这种热切，时间才拿得出来。
Only if we have the zeal and love for the soul of man, then we will take our own time to pursue this work.
一边传福音，我们一边会更觉得灵修的重要。
So as we preach the gospel, then we will realize the importance of self, of our spiritual cultivation.
如果觉得我好像不太看重我的灵修，
if we do not esteem our spiritual cultivation,
如何促进我努力我的灵修
or to pursue diligently in my spiritual cultivation.
一个很好的方法，去宣道。
One of the way is to preach the gospel.
我们很容易就发现，哇，我需要灵修。
So when we evangelize, we realize that we need to spiritual cultivate ourselves.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter one.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter one verse five。
第五节，因为我们传福音，我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
Verse five. For our gospel did not come to you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
啊，我所要强调的是最后的那一句话说，为你们为你们的缘故是怎样的为人。
So I would like to emphasize on the second portion of the verse that is, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
是的，做伟大的事情总是要牺牲的。
If we were to accomplish great things, we have to sacrifice.
还有什么事情会比救人的灵魂还要伟大
？What other things that is greater than to save the soul of man?
为了传福音，我们常常是把我们这个人摊开来。
When we preach the gospel, we have to open up ourselves.
因为传福音是人与人相处的一件事情。
Because evangelism is an interaction between man and man.
当我们把我们自己摊开来，我们就知道我还是多么的缺欠。
So when we open up ourselves, then we realize how lacking we are.
人不但听我们所讲的，人也在看我们这个人。
So when we preach, not only do we manifest ourselves in speech, but we also manifest ourselves in conduct.
人常常在判断着你讲的跟你这个人有没有相配。
And many a time, people who are listening to us will see if whatever we preach match with our conduct.
最糟糕的是我们的信息跟我们这个人是相冲突的。
So what is worse is that whatever we preach is not in accordance to our conduct.
所以保罗说，让他生长的是神。
Therefore, Paul.Told us that it is God who gave the growth. The
真的，有时候我们这个人跟我们的福音真的不太相配。
A lot of time, whatever we preach do not match our conduct.
但是在神的怜悯之下，人还是进来了。
But under the mercy of God, those Gentiles will come in and listen to what we say.
但是我们不能够说有神的怜悯，有神的能力，我不用。不太需要灵修。
But we cannot say is that because of the mercy of God, we do not need to spiritual cultivate ourselves.
当然，祷告是缺乏不了的一个，我们必须要培养自己。
And as for prayer, it is something that we must cultivate, and it's something that we cannot lack.
再请看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8.
路加福音八章十五节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 15.
十五节，那落在豪土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且 忍耐着结实。
But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
我借用一下最后那一句话，忍耐着结实。
So I would like to use the last portion of the verse that is to bear fruit with patience.
带领人信主，这就是一种结果子。
So to lead someone to believe in Christ is a form of bearing fruit.
那这里说要忍耐着来结果，结这个果子。
Here it encourages us to bear fruit with patience.
真的，我们要培养我们的耐心。
Therefore, we need to cultivate our patience.
对人的耐心。
Patience towards another man.
有时候突然听到，那个地方怎么谈话的声音突然大声起来？有一个地方在谈话，那个声音怎么突然变得很大声
？So sometimes, someone who's at a certain place, and it become very rowdy.
原来是我们的弟兄姐妹在跟人家谈道理的时候。声音越来越大。
It is because when our members is preaching the gospel to the truth seeker, and the volume become louder and louder.
因为有点要失去耐心了。
Because they started to lose patience.
声音大的，脸部的表情肯定也不太一样。
So as they were growing impatient, their facial expression will change.
谈话需要耐心，很多层面都需要耐心。
So when they preach the gospel, they need to preach it with patience, and many aspects of evangelism require this patience.
所以我们求神帮助我们，培养我们的耐心。
Therefore, we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to cultivate this patience.
是的，救人的灵魂很有价值。
It is true that to evangelize, to save the souls of men, is something that is valuable.
我们要求神帮助我们维持着这个火热的心。
We ask the Lord to help us to maintain this zeal of evangelism.
很多的时候，火热它是会渐渐的，不维持的话，它会渐渐的冷却的。
Because many a time, if we do not continue to cultivate this zeal, the zeal will grow cold.
我们现在就要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们特别求几件事情。
So in our prayer, we ask the Lord several things.
这个传福音就是对人跟人相处的一个工作。
So to evangelize is having a relationship with men.
所以我们求神让我们能够充满着友善。
So we ask God to give us
friendly.
To be friendly towards all men.
友善才能够有朋友。
Only if we are friendly to all men, then we will acquire friends.
成为朋友才能够得到人家的信任。
After we become friends with others, then we can gain trust from them.
谈信仰是很个人、很个人的事情，是要有相当的信任。
So evangelism is something that is very personal. It requires trust from both parties.
与人的相处需要有爱，这个爱尤其是。饶恕。
To interact with another person, we need to have love and mercy.
求神帮助我们，让我们对人不胆怯。
We ask the Lord to help us so that we will not be fearful before men.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够对神所交代我们的这个使命总是很忠心。
We ask the Lord to help us that we will be faithful to the commission that He has given to us.
我们也求神，我们。需要从神那里来的意象。
We can also ask the Lord to give us this revelation from Him.
让我们知道往哪里去传。
Therefore, we know where to preach.
让我们知道能够感动我们，能够就近哪些人。
To help us to know who to approach.
因为我们时间很有限。
Because we are limited in time.
求神给我们意象，让我们能够有效力。
We ask God to give us the revelation to know to be effective.
我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
We shall come and pray.